Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with the last of the Scrooge contestants. And so, as I've been telling them, they get the last word in reminding you about the Scrooge contest. And we're visiting with Heather and Jeff Lundquist. Heather, I want to start with you because you can kind of give us just a review of what the Scrooge contest is, because you were kind of there when it started.
Yeah, I was. I was working at the chamber that first year, and Eleanor Hoover came in and said, "Hey, I have this idea and to raise money for the local food pantry." And we're like, "Okay." And if anyone knows Biggie, they know she took the idea and ran with it. And so it's been really great to be a part of it this year, but also just seeing how her idea has just grown and is still continued and still her legacy of helping our community and helping those most in need. So all the monies for the Scrooge contest or any food donated goes to the people here in our community where it's so desperately needed, especially this year. And so, that's what we're raising funds for.
Okay, raising money, and also people can bring food. Jeff, why don't you tell us some ways you as a team are encouraging people to either contribute food or contribute money and how they can do that?
Well, right now we are focused mainly on social media type stuff. We're raising money through Facebook, and we have a GoFundMe account set up. We're reaching out to people that we know and just the community in general to make donations of cash. They can also bring food items down here to the News Telegraph. Heather's got some school projects she's working on. They're having a contest with they're called home bases, not home rooms, right? But the home bases to raise money for the food pantry, raise money and food, I guess. And that will be wrapping up here shortly. So that's pretty much how we're doing it so far.
Now, several people mentioned GoFundMe. Talk a little more about that. You know, some folks go, GoFundMe. What does that mean? How can I participate?
GoFundMe is a website where that's kind of their thing, is you can create a fundraiser on this GoFundMe account, and any of the money raised there, then this particular GoFundMe goes right to the food pantry. So it cuts out the middleman in this particular case, because that's how I had it set up. So you can go online, make a donation. They take credit cards, debit cards, anything like that, totally secure. But it's a great way to give back and not have to leave your house. So, same with our Facebook fundraiser. It's kind of the similar with the GoFundMe. We have a Facebook page called Scrooge the Lundquist. And it's same kind of concept. Facebook has a fundraiser ability built into it, and same thing that way. So if you, like you said, it's a very safe way to do it. It's very secure, but also just safe so that you don't have to leave your house.
And I should add that you can get to that Facebook page. Both Heather and I have shared it, so it's out there on our Facebook pages, but it's also on the News Telegraph Facebook page. So if you want to go to the News Telegraph site, you have a link to that that fundraiser.
Okay, and so we've talked about Heather's kind of special relationship with the Scrooge contest, but I think you have one, Jeff, maybe in several ways, some I don't even know, but I think about you report all the news. I mean, you help promote the Scrooge contest, you report what's going on, so you have a big job.
Yeah, I guess when you think about it, for years we've always covered the Scrooge contest. We've always been part of promoting it and putting it in the paper and stuff, taking pictures and so forth. But this is the first year we've actually been involved in it, so we get to see it from this side. So it really is nice, because Heather touched on it, that the need this year is more important than ever with COVID. People are unemployed and really hurting out there. It's sad, but if you drive by the food pantry on Thursdays, that line can extend to the end of the block or beyond. So the need for it has never been greater. So I'm really happy and pleased that we can participate this year on this side of it and help raise some money and help actually feed people out there. So
it does put you on the other side of it, sort of. So, Heather, you mentioned a couple of these Facebook and so on where the money goes directly. But if somebody wanted to drop off a check, which they can do, to the Atlantic News Telegraph, who should that check be made out to?
Any check should be made out to the Atlantic Food Pantry, because, again, all the money goes right there, which I really appreciate how they had that set up, so that you know that your money is going exactly where it needs to go and that it stays here locally. I was just reading some statistics that said because of the food pantry's networking abilities, $1 can buy four meals for a person. And so if you're making those checks out to the Atlantic Food Pantry or donating cash right to us, it stays in this community and your money goes so much further by making that donation directly to the food pantry.
Yeah, I know the local grocery stores have really been cooperating and help, you know, if there's bargains on something, whatever. I know that they've really been assisting in all of those kinds of things, too. So, Jeff, again, I'm going to go back to your news story kind of thing. You've probably written a ton of stories about Eleanor Hoover.
Oh, God. Yes. Yes. One of my first experiences with Eleanor is, you know, she was always the announcer at the horse show at the county fair. And I had been on the job not very long. It was my first fair there. And I was down taking pictures of the fair. And I hear over the loudspeaker says, "Hey, newspaper guy." And I look up, and that was my first run-in with Ella. She had this picture she wanted me to take or something. But over the years, we would run into her a lot. You know, she was involved in so many things and at so many places. She really was a neat person, I'm glad that I got to know her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was special to a lot of people in a lot of special ways. Yeah. So, Heather, Jeff mentioned that you're doing some special things with your class, with the youth that you're working with. You know, what are some of their thoughts? Are you hearing comments? What are they excited about this? How's that all going?
Well, I'm hoping we'll have a big dollar amount when the final totals are raised. But, you know, middle schoolers, I love my middle schoolers. I say it all the time how much. And they are a very pretty generous bunch, really. And they just really want to, give back. You know, we've talked a lot about what it means to give back and how if we're fortunate, we can help those who maybe need a little bit of help. But they also just like, you know, to see that they're helping and they're in the middle school. I approached Aaron Ebling, who is our middle school student council advisor, about having student council maybe help out with this contest. And she took it to them and every single one of those members were like, "We want to help," which just shows you what great youth we have in our community and how much they want to be involved and give back and help, those who, when they can. So I'm just really grateful to Aaron and the student council and all the students at the Atlantic Middle School and the staff who have helped with this contest. I'm just really helping give back a little.
Okay. And so you're sort of opening the opportunities for them and they're taking advantage of it. So that's great. So Jeff, let's sort of have you summarize the ways that people can support Scrooge the Lundquist and get your support for you.
Well, the easiest way is just to stop down to the News Telegraph and drop off either food, cash, or checks. We'll take either one of those three. If you'd like, you can go to our Facebook page at the News Telegraph or either Heather or I's Facebook page and go to our fundraiser from Facebook. It's called Scrooge the Lundquist, and donate through that. Or we have a GoFundMe page also. I think most people are using the Facebook option rather than the GoFundMe, but you can do it either way. If you want to make a contribution or just call Heather and I or Venmo us or whatever, if you want to make a donation, we'll accept it.
That is true. I've had several people who know me message me on Facebook, my private one, but they can message the Facebook Scrooge page too. But and asking, "Hey, can I Venmo you?" Which is, you know, for those of you who know, it's, you know, kind of a online, it's an instant transfer kind of thing through an app. And I've gotten several donations, people reaching out that way. So lots of different ways to donate. We're just really grateful for everyone who's donated so far. But you know, keep donating. $5 goes so, even if it's $5, $10, any little amount helps.
All right.
And we've said this before. If you don't want to donate to us, donate to someone else. You know, the important thing is that all this stuff goes to the food pantry. It helps the people here in our community. If you don't want to do it to the Lundquist, you know, pick one of the other Scrooges.
Yep. Yep. There's four different ones. You can do that. And the News Telegraph has been putting those people's pictures and context on the front. And I would just like to remind folks that the Scrooge contest is an Atlantic-based contest for the food pantry. And there are food pantries in Griswold, Cumberland, and Oneida that you could also give to if you'd like to do that. So we want to thank you very much, Jeff and Heather Lundquist, for visiting with us. And until next time, here's a thought from Irma Bombeck. Volunteers are the only human beings on the face of the earth who reflect this nation's compassion, unselfish caring, patience, and just plain loving one another.